We are coming to the end of a long and dramatic election year. So it's a good time to catch up with a very popular Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, the one and only Mr. Gayton McKenzie. Welcome, Minister.
Thank you. Popular in some quarters. You must just put that, some quarters.
We'll talk about that.
Thank you. Thanks for having me and thanks to your listeners.
Well, before I ask you to give the nation a festive message of hope, I do have a couple of political questions. The first one being the Democratic Alliance's federal chair, Ms. Helen Ziller, saying that we don't have a government of national unity, but a coalition government. How do you view that?
Listen, Helen is just Helen. You know, Helen is like a Karen. They should change the word Karen to Helen to say, you're being a Helen. Helen is annoying. But Helen is also not getting a fair shake. If you look at the things Helen says, Helen is not the only one saying those things. Clayton Zimande is saying it. Gwede Mantashe is saying it. But whenever Helen is saying it, then the roof must come down. There's a lot of people saying what Helen is saying, but then everybody presses on Helen's button.
Well,
I mean,
yes,
you look
indeed.
At what they're saying. I mean, Clayton Zimande said he doesn't agree with the GNU. My question is, why is he still there? It is more about him. I mean, the day I come to not be in agreement with the GNU is the day I walk. And I'm saying that he's not the only one that says that. I am a member of the GNU. We take decisions. We serve under the president of the country, President Cyril Ramaphosa. And we are all happy. And I mean, people that say this is a coalition, this is a government of national unity. There's PAC, there's ANC, there's IFP, there's UDM. What do you think these people are doing there? You think they cast the ghost? Those are people. Those are leaders. Madness.
Talking about Mr. Zimande, the South African Communist Party now wanting to contest the municipal elections independently from the African National Congress. How's that going to work out for them, Gayton?
Listen, they make me think of those workers now that tells you every week, I'm leaving this month. This is my last month. I've had it with this job. I'm done. I'm out of here. And then they get a long service award after 30 years working for the same company. That's the SACP. Let me tell you, Chris, they've been saying this forever. I don't know who still believes them. When they want the attention of the ANC, they say, we're leaving. I'm telling you, they will find some sort of compromise. If they don't want the GNU, imagine, you know, the one thing that everybody seems to be missing. Let's say, for instance, the ANC went with EFF and MK. Those people don't speak at the moment. Those people insult each other at the moment. Those people are like PA and DA pre-election days. It's World War III there. Now, those people, imagine if they were in government and Freud walked over to the MK party. Imagine, and we have mild arguments. I mean, like, we're still cruising very nicely.
Talking about cruising very nicely, you're very much an insider. What is the atmosphere like in the cabinet at the moment? What kind of vibe are you getting?
I think the first thing people must say is that, you know, cameras are very dangerous for politicians. When we see cameras, we become Rottweilers, pit bulls. And when the cameras are gone, we are the sweetest little chihuahuas talking to each other. And I've seen this across the board, you know. I see a lot of people, when they see cameras, they behave out of character. We all trying to play to the gallery. And I think in the cabinet, there's no cameras. There's collegiality. I mean, there's not... The president taught us all to say he's not running he doesn't have ANC ministers or DA ministers or PA ministers. He's got cabinet ministers. And I also think, you know, truth be told, he's running with a steady hand. He listens to everybody. Everybody has a say. The relationship there is just great amongst us. And people ask me in London, the other day I had lunch with a few billionaires that wanted to ask me about the GNU. And they asked me, do you think the GNU is going to last? I said, yes, it's going to last. They said, why do you say so? I said, because I don't think we particularly like each other in the GNU, but I know we them hate the ones that's not part of the GNU. We've got more laugh which other than we're here for the ones that's not part of the GNU. And on that basis alone, it's going to last. And I think the GNU is the best thing that could have happened to this country. If you don't like the GNU, all right, that's fine. We're not ice cream. Not everybody's going to like us. But I'm thinking it's good for South Africa. Investor confidence is back. People want to move back into the country. People have renewed hope. And I mean, look at the sports. We're winning everything. I mean, like, our winning is really getting out of hand. I'm telling you, our winning is getting out of hand.
Well, Gaten, but there is the factions in the African National Congress. And I'm just wondering how big a threat that could be to the GNU. If we look at Gauteng Premier Mr. Panyaza Lesufi, who is openly defiant of the GNU at times, and who apparently seems to have the backing of Deputy President Paul Mashatile, what is your take on that?
I don't really believe that thing. Let me tell you, I know Panyaza very well. There are people even in my party, they don't like the GNU. In every party, there are people who don't like the GNU. And people have a right to say if they don't like something. But, you know, people told the line. The ANC has said, we go with the GNU. And they will follow the line. In my party, there's people that don't like the GNU. But we have taken a decision that we will be part of the GNU. Because they are party loyalists, they are disciplined. So I just think the issue of Panyaza has been taken out of context. I can tell you now, Panyaza Lesufi is an ANC man out and out. He's many things he's not, but the ANC man he is. And one thing about the ANC man, if you are ANC man or ANC woman, you follow the line. If you are PA person, you follow the party line or DA or any party. So I don't think Panyaza Lesufi is a bigger threat than what people want him to make out. I speak to him. He has praised the GNU at times. He has spoken to me about the GNU. I do think he doesn't really like it. I don't think he likes the DA. But this is not about who likes what. I don't like Helen Zille, and Helen Zille doesn't like me. Let's be honest. Every opportunity she can speak to people, if she wants money from them or she speaks to investors, she talks about how corrupt I am. She's spoken to friends of mine in Cape Town, and I don't speak well of her too in her absence. I don't get angry, but I can put the country first. We got to put the country first. You know, President Ramaphosa and myself, we didn't have a good relationship. But he looked past that hate that we had for each other, and he put the country first by putting me in his cabinet, whether I like it or not. And then that is a fact. You have to put country first now. And that's what we must do. Now, it's not about what Panyaza wants. Panyaza is not the president of the country. Panyaza is not a leader in the ANC. And I do think that people sometimes just hate Panyaza and they will say things about him that is not entirely true. He has a right to have an opinion, like Helen Zille has an opinion. Helen Zille is just another version of Panyaza. But they want them to be able to say stuff, and Panyaza and them can't say stuff. But if you want freedom of speech, let Helen Zille talk, let Panyaza talk. The center's holding of the GNU.
Now, you probably heard on my Sunday show that the knives are out for you. Why? What's the backstory? Are you too popular?
No, you know, let me tell you something. You know, the only knives that are out for me is to cut the cake for me to eat. That is the only knife. There's no such a thing. Let me explain something to you that in the ANC, and I'm not beholden to the ANC, I serve at the behest of the president of South Africa. And why would he or anybody else in his party try to sabotage me? If they don't want me, they can reshuffle me. That is a fact. They don't need to plan and plot against me. They decide. I'm serving at the behest of the president. And if he feels that he doesn't want me, he doesn't need to go and plot and plan how to get rid of me. It's a simple call. You know, the president called me a week ago as a party leader to inform me that he's going to. He said, Minister McKenzie, I'm just calling you to inform you. I'm going to reshuffle the cabinet. I was thinking, I said to him, wow, so quickly. And he burst out laughing. I said, wow, so quickly. And because it's his prerogative. I serve at his BS. So people are saying that, you know, they got their knives out for you. They got whatever. They can just remove me if they want to remove me. My party is known as Ekbaizani. And with me, Ekbaizani, if they don't want me, I'm out. They don't even need to remove me. They will just tell me that we don't want you. I am giving my best for South Africans. I put South Africa before my party. And that's why I work so hard. And I see a lot of leaders in the ANC do that. The leaders in the DA do that. And for me, if the day they feel that I'm maybe too popular and they don't want me, they don't need to plot. They can just tell me now. I will resign. And I'll see them in 2029.
So which ministry did you think President Ramaphosa was going to give you?
I thought he's going to kick me out. I love it here. I love it here at Sport. I just think that there's so many things that we can do. You know, I look at this country and I want to tell South Africans, you know, the problem with South Africans is that we underestimate ourselves. South Africa is a great country with great people, with great ideas. I'm just at the stage where I think that we got to build this country. And the GNU is giving us this opportunity. I get it wrong sometimes. Helen Zille get it wrong. President Ramaphosa will get it wrong. But as long as we don't give up, we must continue to build this country. And if he wants to remove me, if he wants to move me, I will ask him, can I just stay and finish the work I've started? Because we want to bring the Olympics, we want to bring the F1, we want to bring the UFC, we want to bring volleyball, we want to fix the polo and tennis. There's a lot of stuff that we want to fix the hockey in this country. And I've started the work, and I would really like to see it. I want to see VAR in soccer. Those are milestones I've set for myself in 2025.
Just going to ask you, big plans for your portfolio for next year. What are your biggest plans?
Probably to bring the UFC Trikus's next fight. Trikus is definitely going to win in Australia. Trikus Khadaiman Moore is definitely going to win. And we hope to have Trikus's next fight with Khamzat. We hope to have it in South Africa. And then we hope to bring the F1 in 2027. And then we will hope to bring the 2036 Olympics. And I want to bring VAR. And I want to bring, you know, you have Coachella, you have Neverland, you have Tomorrowland, you have Real Rock, you have Burning Man. We don't have those type of concerts, 100,000 concerts in South Africa. I want to do that. I want to make sure that actors are getting paid, creatives getting salaries. They are recognized as workers. That's what I want to do in 2025. And those are the things I've said to myself. And we're going to do that. South Africa is the greatest nation when it comes to sport and art and culture. Let me make an example. The three big sports, soccer, cricket, rugby, we are topping two of those. I mean, really, South Africa is a great country. And that's what I want South Africans to know. Let's build this country. We are not our politicians. South Africa is not our politicians. We can fight, we can beat, but South Africans, we are a great nation. And I want to say to everybody here, you should have a great festive season. Next year, this country is going to go up like a rocket. And this is not just me speaking. You know, I see the excitement for the GNU. I see the plans that the president is being presented with at the cabinet meeting. I see the DA, the ANC. I see people coming with great plans to prosper this country, not to harm this country. And I think government has been reimagined. Our country should be reimagined. And let us build. Let the ones that say, you know, this GNU is a sellout position. Who's being sold out? Maybe your stomach has been sold out. The stomachs have been sold out, but the country has not been sold out. So anybody that tells me GNU is a sellout position, yeah, the stomachs, maybe they wanted to make money or they wanted to take power. That has been sold out. But for the people of this country, it's rare that you get people that have the interest of this country at heart. They don't like the GNU. People love the GNU. You know, I said to the president laughed the other day when I said that they lie about me. They're telling a big lie about me. I said, President Mbeki and President Ramaphosa, people are lying about me. They say, I'm happy to be part of the GNU. That's a lie. I'm not happy. I'm very happy. They mustn't lie about me. I'm very happy. I'm not happy. Because I love this country. This country has given me a second chance. And I got a chance now to give back to this country.
Well, meanwhile, you must be very happy, though, that your party, the Patriotic Alliance, has won 3 by-elections in a row.
Oh, yes. You know, we are the fastest growing party at the moment, you know, in South Africa. And not just by talking. You know, people talk, yeah, we're the fastest. Come in the ring. You know, we are in the ring, and we're the champions. We've won 3 by-elections in a row. We're humble about it. We know it's hard work. The people are working hard on the ground. The people can see that we put this country first. And we don't put our party first, but we put South Africa first. And I just think that, you know, we need to understand one thing. If our parties can die, and South Africa must survive. But if South Africa dies, our parties will mean nothing. We should never put party before country. Salute.
One last thing, Gayton. This message that I'd like you to give to the nation. Please recount for our viewers your own journey from where you have come to be where you are today in that inspirational message. That
this morning, I remember in jail, the one thing I remember about jail is the long corridors. I would walk and you'll have chains. So it will be extremely difficult to walk those corridors with chains. And this morning I was walking with the president of Angola in a long corridor at the Freedom Park. And I was just thinking, wow, by myself, I've truly come a long way. Because those corridors made me think of jail. And those years I had chains on, and today I'm walking next to a president. You know, I have truly been blessed. This country has given me a second chance in life. I love this country. And for me, I'm an example to everybody that's been in conflict with the law, to say that you can change your life. You can become better. Crime doesn't pay no matter who you are. If you ask me what I regret the most in my life, it's the path I've taken when I was young. I could have done so much more with my life. And I want to say to everybody listening, no matter what you face with, some of you have never been to jail, but you are in jail at the moment. You are in a jail of jealousy, you are in a jail of hatred, you are in a jail of not believing in yourself, you are in a jail of being scared to be great. We have all these invisible bars. And I want to say to people, break that bar of what you fear. Whatever you fear becomes your bar. Now, if you can break those bars, I have to break my bars and say, never again, I'm going to be a better person. So whatever it is you want to be, or whatever thing you fear, break those bars and look forward to and go for it.
Thank you. That was the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, Mr. Gayton McKenzie, speaking to BizNews. Thank you, Minister.